Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, I just watched a montage the Panthers just dropped during the break.
Ooh.
I'm all goosed up, dude. I am goosed up after that. I'm so goosed up, I'm goosed off, Forsling.
Goosey's galore.
It was good. Wow. I needed something, by the way, after that terrible TNT broadcast. God, we got them for the whole series? They suck.
I'm going to have to sync up Plagans, because
They might have to do that because
it's hard because radio has a delay and TV doesn't really.
Yeah, what? They both have delays, but you have to sync it up. Yeah.
How are you going to sync it forward though?
You would basically have to pause your television and figure out where the timing is on both. That's where it would have to be.
Yeah, but if radio is forward,
you can sync them up. You could do it.
Okay.
You could do it. Anything can be synced up.
Something about the first whistle. I remember Plagans one time last year during the run was like, just wait for the first whistle. And then he said some other dreamy stuff. I get lost.
The thing that was the killer, like, I get it. You guys got the whole bit with Biz Nasty, and he's a Maple Leafs fan. It's not even that annoys me, though. That did get old, because at least he owns it when his team sucks. But it's like, the one that really pissed everybody off yesterday with TNT, they missed the Reinhardt goal for the dumbest replay known to man, where they were like whining about no calls on Seth Jones. They're like, you know, this could have been a power play right here, but they're letting him play. It's like, yeah, that's been a theme. It's a game seven. It's 4-1. Can we get back to the game? And they sat here for two slow-mo replays. And Olchek's just like, I think Reinhardt just scored. And I'm like, oh, well, that would have been nice to see. I'm crazy. We can't get back to this at some point. I'm sorry there was a little tappy-tap-tapperoo with Seth Jones in his skate. Was that worth the Panthers? Basically, what you made the Panthers miss in that moment, like, the game was over, but you deprived Panthers fans of seeing the dagger. That's what you deprived for what? Like, it wasn't like there was another goal to go watch. It wasn't like there was some crazy hit, some controversial hit, Leroy. I was like, why were you watching this replay? And then the thing that was crazy about it was they didn't even break away from the replay to go like, oh, here's the celebration. All right, well, let's finish talking about Seth Jones and how he wackadoodled one of the Leafs. It's like, get to the goal!
You've scored already.
Get to the goal! You can't just tell me there's a goal and just like, we'll be right back with the goal. What is this, the 1993 NBA Finals?
You know what's crazy? That's the great thing about golf is that you can always get caught up, right? And because there's several different people in several different holes, they can always just bounce around. You never really know that it already happened.
Nick T says, right? Sportsnet had better coverage than TNT. Dude, you might as well just feed us Sportsnet because we're basically getting the Canadian broadcast anyway.
Pretty much.
Like, that's pretty much what we're getting anyway.
They never lit candles for the Panthers.
No, they never lit candles. There was no seance for the for the Maple Leafs. But, like, what are we doing? Let's listen to some of the goals, huh? Let's listen back, because what a night it was in Panthers land. Game 7, the Panthers win 6-1, but after a scoreless first period where the Panthers put it on the Leafs early, then the Leafs started getting some shots on Bob. Bob was nails in that first period. So we go scoreless into the second. 3 minutes in, Seth Jones, wrister, breaks the nothing-nothing score and puts the Cats on the board.
Marner here on the near boards, dumped over, got a pass out to Carlo from the seat of his pants, long shot blocked out front, over on the far side, Barkov will muscle it into the neutral zone, Rodriguez to Seth Jones, right circle, Jones walks in, shot, he scores! Seth Jones gets the Panthers on the board here in Game 7, 16:45 to go in the second, it's 1-0 Panthers, Seth Jones on a heavy wrist shot out of the right circle.
Woof! That was good.
Oof.
What?
Trying to do the woof to match yours.
Oh.
Didn't sound right.
No, this is like disgust. Like that. No, if you had Tua Tagovailoa's thoughts on the Leafs last night, that's what this would be.
Oof.
Well, this one.
Woof. I think that's when that Maple Leaf took the puck right in the
woof.
Ooh.
If that's your only highlight of the game, it's a bad game.
That should be on the media guide cover for the Leafs next year.
Woof.
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 I mean, he took it right between the cheeks.
I think I saw Dade South put
Dade South went on Twitter and went, eat.
So good.
We had that. That was basically 2-0. And then after Gadjevich scored, it was basically like the cheeks were uncleansed. They knew it was coming. Yeah. There was nothing to be.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Be tight about anymore for the Maple Leafs fans. But Brad Marceau, the first big acquisition by Bill Zito. Seth Jones, goal. But this line with Brad Marchand, Etu Lustarinen, and Anton Lundell, they've basically adopted Brad Marchand, honorary Finn. They've brought him in, and it's perfect. Because he was talking about this last night on the broadcast where he's just basically like, he goes, yeah, you didn't, you know, I got here, a lot of guys got hurt, didn't know who I'd fit in with, but he goes, there was just a natural chemistry with these two, which is not surprising. The Finns make everybody welcome. That's how they make you feel. Except for Nico Mikkola. But, you know, he's a polar bear. But Etu Lustarinen and Anton Lundell, Mr. Las Olas, he got himself on the scoreboard with the rebound. Here was very handsome young Anton Lundell.
Marchand left side shot, save made by Wall. Loops out in front, and on the end boards, Lundell kept it alive. Marchand, right point, Mikkola. Nico Mikla, backhand to forehand, down along the far boards. Marchand shot, tipped in front, rebound, they score! And it's Anton Lundell! And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 12:42 to go. Here in the second, Anton Lundell picking up the loose change.
Man.
So much better calls than the one that was
so on much better, man. But Doug Plagan's giving you the goosies right now.
Yeah.
But, man, like, I just, that line has been so friggin' good. They've been, I mean, every one of them has been really great. I mean, you know, but I'm telling you, as far as, like, putting up the points.
Yeah.
Marchand fitting in with Etu and Lindell, my God. So
it's
good.
Like he has bodyguards. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like. Because he's tiny and everybody else is, right. It's like, yeah.
It's really something to appreciate somebody when you don't hold a grudge.
Man, it's still hard to imagine sometimes seeing, like, they wait for him to celebrate. Like, this isn't just, an assassin, you know, that'll sign that one-year deal, do whatever. These guys feel like they have a real chemistry. The Rat King.
The Panthers, they weren't done there in the second period. Jonah Gajewicz also picking it up. Of course, Paul Maurice, credit to him. He put Gajewicz into this series. He decided to add some thumpers in there with Greer and Gajewicz. Sits the rookie, Sam Iskevich, who we're big fans of. But yep. Jonah Gajewicz getting himself on the score sheet.
Tavares from behind his own net bolts up the near side. Backhand of the neutral zone, intercepted. Back in go the Panthers. Jones, Greer left circle, shot save wall. Greer the rebound in front of chance, and they score! Jonah Gajewicz makes it 3-0 Panthers! What effort in front of the net, and Jonah Gajewicz there to jam it in. The Panthers lead by a trio with 10:21 to go here in the second.
Good God. Yeah, jams it in there. Normally he's jamming his fist in your face. Not this time, dude. Pucks and nets. Now, they should have had a fourth goal. They should have had a fourth goal. But
when there were seven people in the net,
yeah,
with the puck?
I've never seen, like, what do you mean that's his? You interfere with the goal. The goalie interfere with himself, and the Leaf interfere with his own goalie. But, I mean, that's okay. Whatever. We should, you know, the Panthers, they showed mercy. They showed mercy. They didn't challenge it. Because I guess you're thinking, like, ah. Because you want to know why? Because they're probably like, let's be real. You think this ref's going to get on here right now and tell this crowd that they're down 4-0? But it was the new ref who ruined it. Replacement ref. I don't know what he was doing backstage.
Oh, dude.
What was he? What was he having? Slim Jims?
Backstage? They got him out the crowd, dude. They looked for the nearest guy with a Leafs jersey, and they switched him for a zebra.
They said, like, you probably think, though, like, honestly, when you're an alternate ref, they said they got three of them, and they're like, yeah, they got three of them. They're probably in their gear already. You probably think of that night, you got your feet up. You're like, what's going to happen?
Front row ticket to the game.
Probably drinking a Fresca.
Do you think they're
not going to be able to do nothing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're not thinking you're going to work. And then you, meanwhile, you're like, oh, man, Cliff, what happened? He goes, Mikula. Mikula's like, I say sorry.
Cliff, I'm still hungover, dude. You got to get back out there.
I would have rather had Cliff with his eyeball hanging out.
Jeez.
Calling the goal properly than replacement ref. God. Anyway, we get to the third period. Max Domi, he's able to make it 3-1. Little sign of life early on. But then the finish line, getting it done once again. Etu Lustarinen showing up clutch.
Marchand up the right wing for the Panthers. Backhand toward the net, into the far corner. The Lustarinen in there collides with Ekman Larsson. Over the far boards, long shot. Marchand tip, they score! And it's into Lustarinen who got a piece of it. Marchand put it to the net. Lustarinen tips it in. And once again, the Panthers lead by 3. 4-1 your score. What a response.
Yep, 40 seconds later. You had hope.
I mean, like, yeah. Yeah, like
you had them all yelling at each other. I mean, it was crazy. It was insane.
I heard the old Boo Birds.
Oh, yeah. Was this the point where I think the jersey started getting thrown on the ice?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, expensive. But I guess they're like, ah, this Marner thing's not going to last next year. See you, dude. But that was the one thing, like, I guess you were, like, thinking if you're the Cats, the only thing, because I didn't really come out of game six all that worried. It was definitely a lethargic effort, but the one thing I was like, and Matthews got going. Alexander Barkov shut that bleep down.
He never scored, did he? He never scored. Did he score this?
He scored in the game six. He didn't score last night.
Okay.
He didn't score last night. But that was like the one thing out of game six. It's like, all right, maybe Matthews gets going. Nope. Barky's like, mm-mm.
You're making it sound like it's man-to-man defense.
On lines, it is with the goes. They match up all the time. Like, he's yeah. one of the best defensive forwards out there. That's why he's out for the Selke. And they, by the way, the Panthers, they have two of the three finalists with him and Reinhart.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's a big part of it. Like, they're out there. And that's why he got the puck last night.
I call Reinhart Hawkeye.
Well, here was Reinhart, the goal that none of us got to see thanks to TNT's bum-ass broadcast. Here's Plagan's call of it.
Draw, far circle, off the draw, turnaround shot, they scored! It's Reinhart from the high slot. He lets it rip. He wasted no time, and the Panthers have a 5-1 lead with 10:36 to play here in the third. Sam Reinhart adds to the lead.
Wow, amazing. It would have been great to see that on television.
Is that just the biggest mistake coverage can make?
Yeah, it just
is. You miss live TV with a super slow mo of a
for
call
nothing.
That wasn't made.
But also, Leroy, for nothing. The right. game is 4-1, and you're talking no calls for what? Like, what did we miss game action for, TNT? I want to know. What did we miss action for? Not a controversial hit. Not something everybody. Well, if you guys are just joining us, you got to see this. Not a replay of the last goal. No. We got to see,
look at Seth Jones. He was a little too loose with his stick. Punting.
Appropriately, Brad Marchand, he topped this puppy off, empty netter, just to stick the dagger in a little deeper on Toronto, who he owns, by the way.
Over on the far shot of the ice is Marchand. He'll send it all the way down, and he scores on the empty net. Brad Marchand, 6-1 Panthers with 3:03 to go here in this third period of play. What a night for Brad Marchand. That's 3 points for him in the game, and that one will most definitely seal this one up.
Just for good measure. Kicking
in
the teeth.
Where's the music coming from?
The arena.
I didn't know they played music on when...
It's not like goal music. It's like, let's move on music to the face-off.
Oh, okay.
You know? You know what's happening. It's six. Game Ops is like, we know what's happening.
Well, probably it's music we could hear that we wouldn't normally hear because of the crowd, but since they all left...
Really what you should have Game Ops...
everything.
You should have Game Ops just like bring in some air freshener for the stink the Maple Leafs put over their poor fans. Should be like, shh. Oh.
Just hang one of those Christmas trees over
yeah,
there.
That's what just hang it from the Jumbotron, a giant Christmas
tree. That black
tree.
Ice?
Yep.
Get them a couple of black ices.
You got the final call last night? The final call last night of the Panthers moving on to the 3rd Street Eastern Conference Final?
The Leafs have it around center. Played over the Panthers' line. That's going to take us to the final seconds. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers, 6-1 winners in runaway fashion. Game 7 here in Toronto. And the Panthers win it by a 6-1 final score. And the Florida Panthers are heading to the Eastern Conference Final for a third straight year.
Seventh heaven for the Panthers. And again, spring turns to fall in Toronto as the Leafs wilt. And the Panthers will be moving on to face the Carolina Hurricanes. What a well-done job all around. And the Panthers get the victory in stunning fashion as they go on the road and take care of Toronto.
6-1 final. The Panthers take care of business in a big way. A huge Game 7 win for the Panthers. Paul Maurice, 6-0 lifetime in Game 7s. Sergei Bobrovsky, 3-0 lifetime in Game 7s. Brad Marchand, in his career, 5-0 against Toronto in Game 7s. 6-1. The Panthers get it done tonight.
All the stats you're afraid to throw before the game. We can let them rip now.
And the Panthers moving on to take on Carolina in what should be an exciting Eastern Conference Final.
There you go. Billy Lindsay always knows how to really piss on his opponents afterwards. He goes, and the Leafs wilt. Oh, good. Good. I love it. He deserves it. He's watched every ounce of Panthers hockey, Billy Lindsay. He lets it rip right now. Doug Plagans and Bill Lindsay on the call last night on QAM. We'll take a break, hear a little bit from Paul Maurice, our boy Bob, after the victory as well. Take a break, back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.